Welcome to the Green Divas Radio Show. Host Green Diva Meg, co-host Green Diva Lisa, and sidekick Green Dude Scott share resources and ideas as they explore fun and low-stress ways to live a deeper shade of green. And now, your host, Green Diva Meg.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Green Divas Radio Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're on with Green Diva Meg.
And Green Diva Lisa.
And Green, we have a guest, Green Dude, today. We have a couple of them, but our guest Green Dude today is Bob Leonard, founder and what other title do we use for you? Head
CEO,
garage gear guy of EarthGarage.com, who's one of our media partners.
I can't wait to hear more about that.
Yeah. So we're going to talk to Bob a bit. He's going to participate in all the fun that goes on here, and then we're going to give him some time to tell us what's going on with Earth Garage.
And I just got back from Austin, Texas, and it's freaking going to snow in New Jersey today. It was snowing here this morning.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I know. And Bob drove out from New York today, so, where I was worried about him. Yeah, what are they talking, like 6 to 10 inches? Have you ever gone trick-or-treating in your entire life with snow on the ground?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
No. It's just wacky.
It was snowing in Amarillo in Texas, by the way,
so,
yesterday.
You know, forget global warming. We're talking climate change, people. Climate change. That's
remember
a whole other
that.
Thing. So listen, real quick, I just want to mention, because they are so important, our online media partners like Care2, EatDrinkBetter.com, EarthGarage.com, EcoMe.com, EcoSeed.org, Green Revolution Radio out of Tucson, Arizona, FeelGoodStyle.com, and Grateful Dread Public Radio.
And you can check out all of our partners on our Facebook page, Green Divas. Facebook, what is it? The Green Diva Radio Show is the Facebook.
Yeah.
And then on our website, thegreendivas.com. That's T-H-E, greendivas.com.
Lisa's gotten so good at the shameless plugging. I'm so proud of her. Anyway, we've got a fun show today. Aside from just us being as fun and cool as we are, we have Green Diva correspondent Marie Wilson calling in from Los Angeles.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, and she's been busy. She's got some interesting stuff to talk about from L.A., La La Land. Our interview guest today is Lara Kelly, a friend of Lisa's, who is the clean and green coordinator
of the Northern Liberties Neighborhood Association.
I couldn't read my own handwriting. I was like, oh, boy, that's a long
but
one.
But you can call her the mayor of Northern Liberties.
Everybody
knows her. She's great. She cares. Everybody knows she cares. She's busy. She's informative.
Well, every time we talk about any kind of urban green things going on, Lisa says, oh, Lara's doing that down in Philly. So we've been a long time waiting for this, you know, chance to talk to her about what's going on in Philly, because she's very active in that area.
Yes, she is.
And then, as if that's not enough fun, we also have our Sleeping Naked is Green segment today, which is all about how to use all of that pumpkin.
All right. I've been working on some recipes for y'all.
Sounds good to me.
Hey, did you ever, like, I was doing a little research on pumpkins for that. Did you know what the jack-o'-lantern story's about?
I guess I've forgotten if I didn't know.
Well, I found it. I didn't know. I mean, I really never knew. It's from Ireland and Scotland. There was some Irish and a couple hundred years ago. It's not really recent or anything. But some guy named Stingy Jack made a deal with the devil. And it's a long story. And I'm going to put a link on the website. But I was just curious if anybody, like, I was totally like, wow, never heard that before.
Well, I'll have to go onto our website and check it out.
And the reference from the material is History Channel, so it's, you know, probably pretty good.
Did you check your Wikipedia?
Yeah, right. Check your wiki.
I like Wikipedia.
Yeah.
I love Wikipedia.
Love Wikipedia. Anyway, and then you're going to do a little repurposing segment on...
Repurposing your pumpkin.
More about repurposing pumpkins.
I got recipes and
it's
how
a pumpkin
to use all
day.
Parts of it and...
And we've eaten some of those experiments, and they were delicious.
And I've made some improvements since then.
Oh, Wayne's given us. We have also, I'll just say, in the studio, we have Wayne Bouchard, my beloved, in the house. He just gave us a little wonky, you know.
Well, the pie that he the first experiment on the pie was not that tasty, but I have made great improvements on it. It's going to be fabulous next time you try it.
And then Bob's going to talk to us about Earth Garage. So we've got like a lot going on. And listen, at any point during the show, if you want to call us, we'd love to hear from you, 973-267-9687.
I'd like to ask our listeners to, if they want to call in, tell us what you are doing to green up your Halloween, if you have any good ideas.
Yeah.
So call us at...
Oh, 973. Lisa's pointing at me.
Because it's behind me.
I know. 973-267-9687. Or you can, you know, check in on our Facebook page and give us some ideas. And speaking of that, we're still running our G2R Canics giveaway.
We're almost there. Come on.
Yeah, Cherie has kindly offered a little package of G2 Organics goodies. And if you haven't found out, go to G2Organics.com and check out their products. They are luscious.
So all you have to do is go on our Facebook and like us.
Yeah, and mention.
And you'll be part of the drawing.
Mention G2 Organics on our Facebook page. And people are listening because we're getting more and more every week. And once we hit 3,000, which, hey, that should happen next week, man.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be
3,000, right?
I know. It's good. It's good. And the other thing we're doing, which I'm asking folks to check out, is a PodTrack, because we do a podcast. And our podcast... goes out all over the place thanks to our Earth Garage type wonderful online media partners. And we have a little survey just so that we can kind of make sure that we're, you know, we're hitting the nail on the head for you. So we're really interested in where you're coming from, and it's all free and anonymous and all that stuff. But we'd really appreciate it if you would go to our site. On the right side, there's a little green thing that talks about taking a survey. It takes a couple minutes.
So the site is thegreendivas.com.
Thank you.
And, it really helps us out. So please do the survey. And
yeah.
We love to hear how everybody fits in. And it really helps us out with improving our show.
It does. Thank you. I think Lisa said it better than me. But I also want to give a shout out to an event that we're going to attend tomorrow afternoon and evening.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
The Morris County. Talk about green. Our Morris County and, you know, Morristown is so green. And a lot of it has to do with Paul Miller, who seems to be the center of the green universe, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, Morris County Sunday Series, first edition is this weekend, 3 to 8 p.m., multi-course dinner tasting to connect and propel our local food system. So they've invited some chefs that from local restaurants who are using local foods,
mm-hmm.
To highlight some of the local farms and foods and create delicious food for us and talk about how we can all be more involved.
I am so eager to find out who's the who's who of this. So,
I know.
Well, we've coming got in from Austin.
The Hyatt of Morristown is hosting this event.
Yay.
Yay. And the proceeds will benefit Sustainable Morristown, organic wine and biodynamic wines for those of you winos out there.
That would be me.
That would be you. the Wine Chateau of Morristown and gourmet coffees and teas provided by Coffee Aficionado. And as far as I know, there's all kinds of – these chefs and restaurants, Terry Gies, Kevin Takafuji. Stephen DeMarco from George and Martha's, Melissa Hill from 252 Restaurant. There's a whole mess of really wonderful chefs from the area.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
I'm not going to eat much tomorrow. Save myself.
I'll save myself, but I can't wait to tell everybody what we learn.
Exactly. So I think Green Diva Marie's on the air, so let's check out what's going on in La La Land. Hello, Green Diva Marie.
Hello. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Yeah, it's nice and early for you.
It's a little bit earlier. You know, the sun's coming up just now.
Yeah, and I'm guessing it's not snowing there.
No, it's not snowing. Is it snowing there?
Yeah, actually it is.
It has
been
over 100 years since we've had snow in New Jersey in October.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It'll be almost November.
It'll be entertaining for Halloween, I guess.
It's always interesting.
Pumpkin snowballs. Now, when you emailed me this week to tell me what you were up to, you had a couple of interesting topics. So let's launch into them.
I was doing a print shoot, actually, and the makeup artist was using these products on me that I was just blown away with. The company is called Jeune d'Age Organics, and...
Oh, yeah, wait a minute. Just, now, like, I can't spell that.
For those that don't speak French. you could also look it up online to betterskin.com. And it's all organic, botanical products, and they come in very small packages, which keeps the product fresh and more effective.
Oh, right.
And, and it's all organic. And I used this lip scrub, which was unbelievable, because my lips are always dry. They're always cracking, well, especially back east with the snow and the cold.
Well, yeah.
Rub it in.
I put it on, and my lips were great for the next couple of days. I mean, and I have issues with them.
She's got issues.
Yeah, so, I think their focus is on long-term healthy skin, and, you know, this is the way to go about things. We put so many chemicals and stuff into products, and we don't realize that we're, you know, damaging our skin in the long run.
Well, and as an actress, I know that a lot of the makeup they use for television in particular can be really harsh. Like, they spray on this thick, nasty makeup. Have you had that experience?
Oh yeah, definitely. The spray on and yeah, you feel like you have an inch thick of makeup. But yeah, you can't wait to wash it off when it's over.
Right.
So it's nice to treat your skin to some natural products when you don't, you know, to balance out the unnatural stuff that you have to put on it.
Well, are they finding any alternatives, any healthier alternatives for you actors who have to put this stuff all over your face to be on screen?
You know, it's a slow process, but I think it just takes the public just becoming aware of all the toxins that are in things. And there's a great, great website called safecosmetics.org. And it talks about all the toxins that are in makeup and lotions and creams and any beauty products whatsoever. And you know, how they put lead and mercury, and parabens and stuff. And, you know, there's a long-term problem with that, obviously.
I should think so.
So it's refreshing when a company comes along and they do all natural stuff, because your skin feels it. I mean, you see a difference, and it's exciting to find something like that out there.
Oh, and I'm so glad you brought that up. We'll definitely list that and look into it and check it out. And there was something else you had going on too.
Yes, right after I get off the phone with you guys, I was going to go see the Green Festival over at the LA Convention Center.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
on today and tomorrow. And if you are a Sierra Club member, which hopefully some people out there are, which is a great, great organization, you get it for free. So that's a nice little bonus. So it'll be neat to see what, this festival offers and all the fun new stuff out there.
Now, have you been to the Green Fest out there yet?
You know, I never have. This is going to be my first year, so I'm really looking forward to it. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. I got a brochure on it, and it's... There's tons of people there.
Well,
inspiring speakers.
You'll have to say hi to my friend Ed Begley.
Oh, yes. Okay, definitely. I love him. He's great.
Because I saw that he'll be out there. And I don't think they've done it in L.A. all that long, because it used to be just San Francisco. So.
Well, I'm glad it's migrated south a little bit.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah,
they're actually migrating all over the place. We had one in Austin just recently.
Oh, that's great.
And then
that's
New York.
Great.
In New York will be in April.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We'll be there.
All right.
Okay. Well, we'll compare notes.
Yeah. I think the Green Divas, I think we're going to be sponsors, media sponsors of the one in New York.
Oh, that's great. Is that in April?
Yeah. But I'd like to be out there with you now.
thoughts will be with you. How's that?
Aw. Well, listen, thanks so much for calling. Anything else exciting you're working on you want to tell us about?
I'm working on a short film with an Italian dialect, which I'm having fun with, and I'm putting together a 5 and 10K run, actually, to raise funds for the school system. So,
really?
Yeah, I'm kind of diversifying my adventures, but I'm having fun with it.
Excellent. Well, keep us posted and let us know what to watch. And for people who want to find out more about what Marie's doing in her other life as a non-Green Diva, as an actress, they can find you how? Like, you have a fan page on Facebook?
Yes, I do. And it's under Marie Wilson.
Marie Wilson. Keep up with her.
Well, thanks again for getting up early, Marie.
Enjoy your non-snow day and have fun. We'll have to get a report from you on the Green Fest out there.
Definitely. I'll give you an update.
Thanks for calling, Marie.
Bye, Marie.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. We got to go for a quick break, and we got lots more coming up. Stay tuned.
Good morning.
What the heck happened to you last night?
Oh, it's just my old mattress. You know, I want one of those memory foam mattresses, but they're so toxic. I really can't go there.
You have to try Essentia. They're the only company making outrageously comfortable, all-natural foam mattresses. You know, like Tempur-Pedic, but healthier.
Really? Essentia?
Really. And I hear they're giving away $300 with the purchase of any mattress if you mention the Green Divas radio show. Find a store near you at myessentia.com.
Welcome to Green Light with the original Green Diva, Megan McWilliams. Useful ideas for low-stress green living straight from the Fun Green Divas radio show.
Are you experiencing green information overload? Get some relief in just a moment. I want Green Diva nails without all the nasty toxic chemicals.
I've got the solution. I just tried this G2 Organics non-toxic odor-free nail polish and remover. Did I mention odor-free? Look at my gorgeous toes. And you should see the colors. The colors are great. And the best part? Each one comes with its cool little touch-up tube.
And I guess since it doesn't smell, you can whip it out anywhere. The touch-up tube, I mean. Find out more at G2Organics.com.
If you're anything like me, you were too busy to read all the wonderful books coming out about how to achieve a greener lifestyle. Out of the 40 books in my review stack, here are three of my favorites and my one-word reviews for each. 1, Sleeping Naked is Green by Vanessa Farquharson. Hilarious. 2, Hope Beneath Our Feet, Restoring Our Place in the Natural World, edited by Martin Keogh. Inspiring. 3, Plastic, A Toxic Love Story by Susan Frankel. Help!
To find out more about the Green Divas radio show and podcast, visit thegreendivas.com.
Now more from the Green Divas and the token testosterone green dude, Scott.
Welcome back to the Green Divas. You're on with Green Diva Meg.
And Green Diva Lisa and...
And Bob Leonard.
Bob Leonard. Yeah, we're all a little disoriented because our headsets aren't working. Hello. So anyway, back to the fun. Oh, you know what it's time for?
Sleeping Naked is Green. At least Vanessa Farquharson, who wrote the book, thought so. Using her hilarious book, we will explore and expand on some of the 366 journal entries where she shares her year-long journey of trying new ways of being green on a daily basis. This segment is brought to you by Essentia, the only natural memory foam mattress in the world, myessentia.com, and of course, the Green Divas radio show.
All right, then. Well, back we are into our Sleeping Naked is Green. Sleeping Naked is Green segment. We're on to pumpkin facts, because on October 21st, Vanessa Farquharson wrote Eat Seeds and Meat from Pumpkin. Seems simple enough, right? I mean, we all got our little jack-o'-lanterns or at least pumpkins that we put on the front stoop.
Yeah, I've always been a big fan of painting them instead of carving them so that you can use all of them.
Yeah, you know, I hadn't really thought about the fact that painting them makes a difference in that way, right? I mean, yeah, as soon as you carve them, they start to get old.
Biodegrade.
Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. So I looked up some pumpkin facts. I thought, let's check out pumpkins. Like, what is the nutritional facts of pumpkin? And they are low in saturated fat, of course, very low in cholesterol and sodium.
Mm-hmm.
They are a good source of vitamin E, thiamine, niacin, vitamin B6, folate, iron, magnesium, and phosphorus. And they're a very good source of dietary fiber, vitamin A, vitamin C, riboflavin, potassium, copper, and manganese. These things sound like they're like just giant vitamins, right?
They sound like a vitamin pill.
Yeah, this is my multivitamin for the day. I'm eating a piece of pumpkin. So anyway, did you know that pumpkin flowers are edible? You know those big, cool flowers?
Oh, yes.
Aren't they beautiful?
There's a place, Casa de Luz in Austin, Texas, which is a vegan, wonderful restaurant, and they make things with these beautiful pumpkin flowers.
I didn't know they had flowers.
Right, right. Well, they have these big vines and these big, beautiful sort of trumpeted yellow, right, flowers?
Yeah, they look like lilies almost. Or, yeah, they kind of look like lilies.
Wonder what they taste like.
I've had them sort of crispy.
Really?
And they're not necessarily the way that they were prepared for me. When I ate them, they were crispy.
Fried pumpkin flowers?
Yeah, they were like fried pumpkin flowers, but they're...
How cool.
They're great.
Are pumpkins in the squash family?
Yes, they are.
Exactly.
But one of the things I read, which I didn't believe yesterday, was that they're a fruit. They're the largest fruit. And I thought, really?
Okay, that I'd never heard before.
Yeah.
How can they be in the squash family?
I couldn't verify it, so I'm not going to say that it's true.
All right, if anybody out there can... look that up for us and let us know. Give us a call or mention it on Facebook.
Now, the largest pumpkin pie ever made, just so you know, was over 5 feet in diameter. That's how tall I am, just in case anybody cares. And but it weighed a little more than me. It weighed over 350 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, hello. It used 80 pounds of cooked pumpkin, 36 pounds of sugar, and 12 dozen eggs. And it took 6 hours to bake.
And how did it taste?
Yeah, right? I want a bite of that pie. In early colonial times, pumpkins were used as an ingredient for the crust of pies, not the fillings.
Mm.
Now, isn't that interesting, right?
It is.
Okay.
Well, apparently they were kind of fibrous because Native Americans also used them. They dried the pumpkins and used it for making mats, made like twine out of it.
Really? Yes. You're sure that wasn't the... That's interesting.
I read that in two different sources, so I think that one's true. And then, let's see what else. Pumpkins were once recommended for removing freckles and curing snake bites. Right? I know.
Who knew?
Who knew? All right, keep your pumpkin
and
handy.
So I got a lot of freckles, though.
I know.
Are you supposed to just eat them or do you rub it on your skin?
I'm going to have to look into for that one further. The largest pumpkin ever grown weighed 1,140 pounds. That's big.
That's a big boy.
That's very big boy. Did you know that pumpkins are 90% water?
Oh, that sounds like iceberg lettuce that our dad used to tell us about. Every time we got served iceberg lettuce, that was the comment.
It's all water.
Did you know?
And Native Americans, of course, use pumpkin seeds for food and medicine.
Yeah.
So there you have it. So later on in the show, and you can go to our website, thegreendivas.com, Green Diva Lisa is going to share some pumpkin pie recipes.
Yes, I am.
So that concludes this episode of Sleeping Naked is Green.
Well, that was fun. Remember to tune in to the Green Divas radio show next week to hear another installment of Sleeping Naked is Green, based on the book by Vanessa Farquharson. This segment was sponsored by Essentia, the outrageously comfortable natural memory foam mattress, so you can sleep green and healthy. Find out more at myessentia.com.
Alrighty then. Lisa's yakking away over there. Welcome back. So, Bob, let's talk to you about what's going on with Earth Garage and what you're going to teach us a little bit about green driving, which we've been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, Green Diva ladies, thanks for having me out here.
Yeah, fun, huh?
Stormy.
Snow day.
Thanks for driving out in this stormy weather. That's right.
Yeah.
You showed us something interesting that you used driving out here.
Yeah, actually, let me just give you a top line on what we do here. I mean, earthgarage.com is a website, and we show drivers how to make their cars greener and save money. So, and we've pulled together all these different products and services that can help you get better gas mileage and reduce your CO2 footprint. And save money,
right? Because it's not all about. I mean, we'd all love to have an hybrid or an electric car, but what Earth Garage is all about is helping those of us who don't have hybrids or electric cars to green up the cars we have.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's 240 million cars on the road in this country, and not everyone can go out and buy a new car tomorrow.
That would be me.
Yeah.
Not ready.
So in a good year, I mean, 13 million new cars get sold. So a lot of people are not replacing the car right away.
Right.
So there's a lot of things you can do right now. So actually, I came across this really cool iPhone app. It's called Go Drive Green. And it you turn it on when you start driving, and it actually maps out your drive and rates you. So
when it rates you, how does it rate you? Is it about your speed? Is it about your...
Yeah, I mean, it's tracking the speed and how you used gas and brakes. I was driving out on Route 80, and I had the cruise control on almost the whole time. And then when I came off to get onto 287, I didn't anticipate a van in front of me, so I wound up hitting the brakes, and I got dinged on that.
Yeah.
So you can actually see, it's really cool. It shows a map, and it showed me exactly on the GPS, where I went wrong.
That brings up an interesting point. So is cruise control really greener?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, that's good to know. I use it a lot myself, but I didn't know whether it was. Now, I had heard something about cruise control on hills and stuff, that maybe it was not as, if you're on a really, like through the Blue Ridge Mountains or something, that it might not be as
good. I think it's fine because it maintains the speed.
Yeah, and I've used it anyway, and I've gotten great mileage in my car.
Yeah, no, cruise control is a good idea. And then just, keeping the acceleration smooth and avoiding hitting the brakes.
Well, this app, you were showing us in the kitchen before when we're all getting our coffees before the show. And it really looked like what I see a lot of hybrid cars now have is a screen like Wayne's car has. Mm-hmm. The Lexus hybrid, the fancy pants car. I never get to drive. But it has like a drivetrain image screen. So you can really see. And what it does is it re-educates you.
Yeah.
So that you don't necessarily hit the gas so heavy when you're taking off at a light. You learn that when you have a smoother acceleration, you use less gas. So it helps you re-educate yourself. And that's what this app is doing for those who don't have a fancy screen,
Exactly.
And those of us that live in New Jersey know that New Jerseyites need re-educating.
For driving.
On the road. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'd be one of them, I'm sure.
Exactly.
So just tell me how it literally, I don't mean to dwell on it, but I'm curious how it works. You turn it on.
Yeah, you turn it on and at the beginning of a trip, and then it basically maps out your drive. And then when you get to the destination, so I got here.
How does it know when you're accelerating or,
I guess there's an accelerometer
built
into the iPhone.
Really?
Yeah. So a lot of the apps, I think the gaming apps use that technology. So that's how it is able to do this.
It's
Big
freaky.
Brother, man. Well, that's
cool.
All right. So what else are we doing on Earth Garage?
Well, there's a lot of things that, that are possible, that you can do to wring out, a few extra miles per gallon. So, the first thing you need to do is check your air pressure.
Right.
So that's a real simple thing. So if you don't have a decent tire gauge, get one. And a lot of people don't have time for that. So another option is to get the tires filled with 100% nitrogen.
And, oh, really?
Yeah. So.
Wow. How do you do that?
There's a number of dealers out there that have the equipment that will pump in the nitrogen into the tires.
And what does that do?
It keeps the tires inflated longer. Compared to regular air.
Right. So with the temperature changes,
for instance,
whenever the seasons do dramatic changing, my tires go like bleh.
Yeah, exactly. So
is it, how expensive is that?
It depends on where you go.
Is it, a lot?
Yeah, I think it's usually about, $20 to do that.
For all four tires?
Yeah, $20, $30 depends on
where. Sounds like it might be worth it just for safety and green issues.
Yeah.
Why is it that nitrogen it's not flammable?
No, it's inert. You're breathing nitrogen.
I know it's one of those things, but sometimes for some reason I think they're different gases.
The molecules are fatter than regular air, than oxygen, so they stay in the tires longer.
Fat molecules. All right.
It's good stuff. Yeah.
So. I relate to that. I'm a nitrogen molecule. Thank you very much.
Yes, and there's a few other things, that you can get advanced spark plugs that create a better burn of the fuel. Also, if you're replacing tires, a lot of new tires in the market have a better rolling resistance. You know, so
now, what do you know? Lisa did a report recently on tires that were eco-friendly tires, like they were made from. Do you remember that, Lisa? Do you have anything like that on your site?
Yeah, I think there was a tire that was made with orange oil.
Something.
Orange,
I mean, it was like
oil. Yeah.
Something, a sustainable material, whether it was recycled or some, you know, it wasn't petroleum-based or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and there's a bunch of things you can do that you wouldn't think are green, but they're green. Like, for example, we came across a product called Microgreen Oil Filter, and it's an advanced oil filter that can extend the range of your oil change up to 30,000 miles.
Wow.
Which is pretty awesome. So, you know, oil doesn't go bad. It just gets dirty. So
yeah, right.
This filter allows you to go much longer.
Is the filter much more expensive than a normal filter?
I think it's about the same.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's huge savings then.
What is it called?
Microgreen.
Microgreen.
Yeah.
So that enables you to use less oil.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're spending less money and going to the, well, you know, few of us do our own oil changes anymore, but.
Right.
So if you put this filter on, then you, I mean, I change mine every 30,000 miles.
We change
3,000 miles, excuse me.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Hello.
No wonder
whether I need it or not.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that is a paradigm shift. So, you don't need to be doing the oil change that often. So
what's your recommendation if you get this good oil filter?
If you're running synthetic oil, then you can go up to 30,000.
Up to 30? So, like, it was a happy accident that I just said 30,000?
It was.
From 30,000?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Then you're not using as much oil.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. He's telling us all kinds of cool stuff we've never heard about.
And check this out. There's wiper blades.
Oh, yeah. I have some of these.
You do? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Triple edge, it's made out of silicon instead of rubber. And so silicon lasts a lot longer than a typical rubber blade. So, you have less manufacturing, less shipping, less packaging, and less waste.
The company was really kind and sent me some to review, and I owe them a review still because I haven't actually put them on my car yet, but I have them.
Yeah. All right. Good.
So you're telling me put them on my car?
Yeah.
Where are they, just in case?
I'm not telling
when
you.
When Megan doesn't try these things out,
I know.
I'm happy to snag them up and give them a try.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So there's an awful lot of things. I mean, this is probably just scratching the surface of all the things you've got going on.
There's so many things that you can do right now. It's pretty
well, that's
amazing.
I think that's so important because as much as we love to hear and learn about electric cars and hybrids and biodiesel and all the cool new technology coming out, you know, few of us can go out and buy new cars. So we have to do with the cars we have that some of them are aging and maybe could use some of these new filters and spark plugs and tires. And
absolutely.
Wow. All right. Well, I'm going to Earth Garage next week to check out some stuff because I know my car needs an oil change. So, like, why not change the filter and the oil and then go 30,000 miles.
Check out spark plugs while you're at it.
And yeah,
there you go.
Sparky.
I did just get new tires that that have a better. What did you just say?
Yeah, it's a lower rolling resistance.
I just got those, but I haven't got. That was before I knew that they were
nitrogen. Dealerships do nitrogen in your
cars? Some have that. Yeah,
really.
I bet your Lexus dealership has them.
They'll probably charge more than $20 though.
Maybe for
Green
Wayne
Diva. Wayne in his fancy pants Lexus right now.
Yeah, exactly. He's paying attention, this guy. All right, listen, let's go to a break, and then we come back. We'll talk to Lara Kelly and talk a little bit more to Bob, and stay tuned.
Have you or someone you care about gone through cancer treatments recently? Chances for survival are better than ever. But to support complete healing, call Dr. Kathy Ostroff, a certified clinical nutritionist helping post-cancer patients bring their bodies back into balance. Her highly individualized programs are based on detailed blood analysis that highlight critical imbalances. Call Dr. Ostroff at 973-822-2529. That's 973-822-2529.
Now more from the Green Divas and the token testosterone green dude, Scott.
All right, except today our token testosterone is Green Dude Bob Leonard. What a sport. Boy, I had no idea how much cool stuff there is now for regular old cars. Right, you're back with the Green Divas, and we have Lara Kelly. Let's get Lara on the phone. Hello, Lara.
Hello.
Hey, Lara, how are you?
Great, how are you both?
Excellent, and we have our Green Dude, Bob Leonard, sitting here with us too today.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, Lara.
Is it snowing at your house?
We just saw a couple flurries.
We're having full snow coming down in the sky out of the window there.
It's quite amazing, October 29th.
So, Lara, I've been hearing about you literally for a couple of years now.
Oh, that's right. You guys have never met.
I've never met Lara, except I feel like I know her.
As you should.
And you are a Green Diva. You have already been inducted into the Green Diva family.
I think I was a Green Diva before there was a term.
Yeah,
perhaps. Yeah,
indeed.
We'll give you that. So I love your title, Clean and Green Coordinator of Northern Liberties Neighborhood Association. I said, what, does she have two business cards for that?
that only sums up a portion of it. But, the list goes on, but we just thought we'd make it, you know, that all sounded good.
And
clean and green.
As I said, but you can call her the mayor. Northern Liberties.
So now, sure. Is Northern Liberties a suburb or a section of Philadelphia?
Well, that's a funny story. Northern Liberties is a neighborhood within the city.
Okay.
So when the city was founded, it was a suburb, and it was the first suburb of Philadelphia, and just north of Old City. But it was given away in parcels. If you bought a piece of William Penn's downtown, you were given a larger piece of land north of the city in the suburbs. I guess you could put a country home there. So that was the origin of the Northern Liberties is what it was.
Okay, got it.
So, now we are actually downtown Philadelphia.
Right, because it grew up around there.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, by far, yes. Yeah.
So now every time we talk about any kind of cool, urban, fun, green thing that's going on, Lisa says, oh, Lara's doing that. Lara's been doing that for a long time. So tell us what you're doing with your neighborhood association there.
Well, as many people know, Philadelphia is a city of neighborhoods. And although we all work together on a variety of things, each neighborhood, we all sort of go off on our own and we take on different projects. So Northern Liberties is a small neighborhood. We're about 6,000 people. And everyone seems to kind of get the environmental issues that we've been trying to accomplish for a while, which is nice. So most of the things that we do are well received, and it's really basic. What we try to do is encourage people, not only families and individuals, but also businesses, to do little things that can make a big difference. And so far it's working. We've done composting workshops where if you could either buy a composter or you could learn to build one. And composting is a great thing that kids can get involved in. Adding food waste and worms together, you know, that equals fun for kids. Worms are fun.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
worms are
fun. It's like worms.
Yeah.
Worms are fun. And then the fact that the worms turn food waste into something usable, good old dirt, that's cool. And kids get that and they think that it's a good experiment.
It's a science project for sure.
Yeah.
Now tell me, do you have community? I'm fascinated by community composting programs.
Well, we don't have a community food composting, but there is a community garden composting.
Okay.
Community food composting can get a little complicated and has to have somebody really overseeing it. And although we're looking in that direction as a neighborhood, we haven't tackled the bigger issue of management of the site. But but as far as the community gardens in the neighborhood, all of them compost, and you can bring in your yard waste and add it to the compost that's in the gardens. Absolutely.
So cool. Now, just a quick question, and then because I'm going to interrupt you. But have you heard of seed bombs? Has Lisa told you about the seed bombs?
Yeah, we have a business in our neighborhood.
You do.
That has a seed bomb dispenser. And it's one of the things we've also talked about. Although the one problem we have here in our neighborhood is that we don't have any vacant lots left.
Well,
or very few.
It's probably a good thing.
There's very few places left to bomb.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that's kind of a good thing because that means that you've either got a garden or a building, and that's okay.
Yeah.
And just for folks real quick who don't know what seed bombs are, they're these great little vending machines with these little instead of buying a gumball, you put a quarter in or whatever, and you get this little clay seed bomb. And the seed bombs are designed for regional planting, and they're often put in urban areas where you can go put a quarter in, grab your little seed bomb, and go whip it into a vacant lot, and it'll have wildflowers and all kinds of, you know, wonderful regional plants.
It's genius. It's
cool.
Such a great idea.
And talk about equal, you know, seed bombs and kids equal fun.
Yeah, right?
Right. We're hip to them. We haven't invested in one yet, only because of our lack of green space left here that isn't about to be built on. So...
So I kind of disrupted your flow there with the seed bomb. So go ahead with whatever else you're telling us about your neighborhood work there.
Well, another great project that we have done for probably three years now is we've done e-waste collections. So all of that, basically anything with a plug that shouldn't end up in a landfill because it has reusable materials in it. Many of them are precious metals, which had to be mined, and it's pretty damaging to the earth. Instead of just putting that back into the landfill after someone using it once, we found a local company that collects all electronics, any piece of a computer, but also all small appliances, and we started having to charge for the service so that things could be properly disposed of. And then as we've moved through legislation going through on the national level, we have found that the companies are getting subsidized to recycle these materials. And so now we can offer it for a donation to our neighbors association.
Wow. That's
so
great.
We actually have one coming up next week, and we've saved thousands and thousands of pounds of reusable materials from ending up in the landfill.
That is brilliant.
They also take batteries and light bulbs and then anything with a plug.
Wow. And so, I mean, if you've ever seen any of those stories about what happens to some of this electronic stuff and some of the, you know, there's some pretty toxic stuff inside.
Oh, very toxic. And it's not toxic if it's contained or disposed of properly.
Properly, right.
But it's toxic if it's sent to a developing country where kids are mining through trash to pull out usable stuff that they can sell.
Oh, the images are horrifying. You ever see that 60 Minutes episode?
When
little kids are crawling along? Oh, my God. It's very upsetting.
Well, connected to that, a book that actually changed my life is called Garbage Land.
Oh.
It's by a woman named Elizabeth Roy, and she actually follows her trash for a year. And it's a fascinating, entertaining, funny, but very well-written book about trash and about how it's evolved to what it is today, where it goes and where we're at. And I found it to be just life-changing.
How long ago did you read that book, Lara?
Oh, I read it when it came out. I want to say maybe 7 years ago, 6 or 7 years ago.
Because you've been worried about the landfills for as long as I've known you.
My own personal worries.
Personal crusade.
Well, that's one of the most interesting stories we did back when we were doing Relevant Times was we were sitting around our little editorial table trying to figure out what we were writing in upcoming, for upcoming features. And somebody at the table, actually I think it was our creative director, said, "So what happens to our recycling? You know, or not necessarily the landfill, but it reminded me of, you know, because, you know, I throw my plastic container in the thing and where does it go? What the heck happens to it?" So we did this whole story and we went to our county recycling plant and asked, you know, what happens to this stuff? And we did a whole kind of story on it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really recount.
It's a great thing to explain to kids, too. Because kids, if they understand why you're recycling paper, first they understand, you know, that paper comes from trees. Like, that's the first item, you know, they have to grasp, is that paper comes from trees. And then you talk about, well, when you recycle paper, then what happens? And there's a whole, there's a life cycle of these, of these things that is very, it's helpful for kids, because that makes them better stewards of the earth. Is they understand, you know, what is aluminum foil? Well, aluminum foil is made from aluminum, and where does that come from? Well, that comes from a mine, and they pull it out of the earth, and then you put it over your potato salad and take it to a picnic, and then you throw it away.
Right.
And so you talk about, okay, so, well, we don't have to throw it away. We can rinse it off, and we can reuse it, or we can buy aluminum that's made from aluminum instead of made from freshly mined. We can buy aluminum foil that's made from reused, recycled aluminum, which makes much more sense. Like, you don't have to buy it new. You can buy it. That's why we recycle. That's the whole point of it.
Exactly.
Right. And then coming up with all the alternatives of things we can use that aren't aluminum, or
exactly
other ways
like
of plastic, storing food.
Like plastic film. Cling wrap. There's so many alternatives to saran wrap that if you can just eliminate it, it's a petroleum product. You use it once, you throw it away, and then you go and complain when you fill up your car with gas. Why is it so expensive? Well, it's expensive because you just bought that roll of saran wrap, used it once, and threw it away.
Okay, I've got
it's sad because it ends in the landfill.
I've got another book for you, another life-changing book. I want to recommend Plastic, A Love Story.
A toxic love story.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
I've heard of that one.
Yeah.
It's so well documented in terms of all of the where it comes from, what's done with it, what the industry and how the economics of it all work. It's really a great book.
I'll have to read it. Although I don't know if I need more information.
I know. Well, plastic reminded me, you mentioned the cling wrap, and I thought, evil cling wrap. But, plastic, I tried the Rodale put out the challenge last year to a few bloggers to try to live plastic free for the month of February. And I, said,
that'll be no problem.
I don't use much plastic. And the rules had to do with not buying anything new with plastic and trying not to use plastic as much as possible with what you have.
Does that include, like, the phone that I'm holding in my hand?
Yeah. So I felt like a failure after the first hour, the first day, because I realized, and I think it was an excellent experiment because it taught me that it isn't about eliminating plastic, because that's not going to happen. And so much of the great technology we have today that is helping us live greener has plastic involved with it. I think it's more about using it responsibly, thinking of it as a resource.
It's a one use, regardless of what the materials is. It's using something once and throwing away, which is what plastic has become a lot of, is a single use stuff.
Right.
That's part of the problem.
Yeah, we did an interview right after that with the publisher of Ode Magazine, which I love because it's all about solutions and positive, news. And Jurian Kump. And he said, look, we're not going to live without plastic, but we really have to think. And he had done a story about this, and that's why we were talking to him, about companies that were finding unique ways to recycle it and really squeeze every last bit of life out of one little piece of plastic.
Or only use plastics that will live forever and be used over and over and over and over and over again for life.
Or then there's the bioplastic. Now there's more and more plastic that is biodegradable.
Coke is doing that. They have a bottle made of plant material.
Well, I ran into some bottled water this weekend in New York. I went to an event which, next year you have to be involved with, called the Green City Challenge.
Oh, yeah.
And I spoke, and that was really fun. And, Lara, I'm sorry I'm digressing. But there was a product there that I fell in love with called Chow Water, C-I-A, as in Chow, y'all. Chow Water. And it was in a biodegradable bottle, which I think is brilliant. What it is, I looked it up. It's called Revert, and it's like an enzyme that's built into the plastic. It's made into the plastic. And this Revert actually eats the plastic within 5 years, not 500. Yeah.
It's probably the, what's in these Essentia beds that are a sponsor for the Sleeping Naked. They're their memory foam beds are biodegradable. So,
wow. Wouldn't that change if mattresses weren't, living in landfills for eternities?
Yeah.
Things like tires and mattresses, things that people just really do just throw away, and they just live forever buried in the ground.
Well, Lara, you'll have to look at our Essentia sponsor because they've got the bed.
And they got the bit.
They got it going.
And pretty soon I'm going to get me one of them.
I know.
Before we run out of time, I'm going to tell you one more.
Yeah,
great.
If we have time, about one other thing that we're doing in the neighborhood, which I think has made a huge difference, and it's starting to spread around the city. We started a Christmas tree recycling event.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We did talk about this last year.
I talked about that last year, but tell us all about it.
Well, the week after Christmas, we set up a chipper in the neighborhood dog park, and we just put out flyers and tell everyone to, instead of putting their Christmas tree on the curb, because if the city picks it up, it just goes straight to the landfill, and that to me it should be a crime that you're chopping down a tree, using it for a very short period of time, and then sending it straight to a landfill. Like, that should just be illegal. So we decided there was a way to reuse the trees so that it wasn't, one, it wasn't taking up space in a landfill, and two, it was actually being used for something good. So Christmas trees get fed into the chipper, and we create a huge pile of wood chips for the dog park. And Northern Liberties was the first neighborhood to do it. And then the next year, I talked to a couple other neighborhoods, and the second year we had 4 chippers, and then I think the third year we had 8. Last year we had 10, and this year we're already looking at, I think, 14 chippers over the city.
Wow. So does this mean you're actually having more dog parks? Because that sounds like a lot of wood chips.
Well, there's dog parks, but also just gardens.
Yeah.
You can use them. You can use them as mulch on plants. It's just not a great time of year for it.
Right,
but
right.
Also just for pathways. Or you can just chip it into a pile and in the spring use it for
gardening,
mulching. Either way, but different neighborhoods have used it for different things, but it's definitely getting used. It's not just ending up in the landfill.
Well, you are just my urban green hero. I know you're doing a lot of great work, and I'm so glad to finally talk to you, and we'll have to talk to you again soon.
Anytime, there's always new things going on, and then there's the whole list of other topics that we didn't get to today.
I know.
The list goes on. We'll have you come back, and I'd like to give a shout out to Marion and Harper. Much love and big kisses and hugs.
Thanks for calling, Lara.
Thanks for sharing.
All right, talk to you all soon.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Wow.
She said y'all. She's from Philadelphia.
That's funny. And I said chow y'all. Remember that? do you remember that? Yeah, that's a long story. That's one of those silly inside jokes that nobody else will get, so I won't go into it. Anyway, so wow. So, I mean, I'm like, look at the notes on my page.
I have the same thing going on here. She's so cute. She, I called her and asked her if she'd share with us, and she was like, well, what should I talk about? I was like,
anything. Yeah.
I think the point is that you have to refine it because she's so busy and has so much going on it's hard to narrow it down.
Well, but half these notes are from Bob. I mean, he's like font of Earth Garage information.
Actually, this whole
here.
Section on my page is all Bob stuff.
Between Bob, Lara, Marie, and Marie had the skincare product none of us could pronounce.
But we'll be looking up. We'll be looking up all this information, and we'll take our notes and we'll transcribe them onto the blog, so you'll be able to check on all the things we talked about and get some deeper information.
Yeah, so go to thegreendivas.com later this afternoon, and all this stuff will be there for you. And, of course, we'll podcast the whole show. I'll edit out some of the floundering parts that we had earlier.
Floundering? What floundering?
What floundering?
I don't flounder.
Freaked out when I couldn't hear myself in my headset.
Yeah, we're having a little technical issue.
A little scary, right?
Yeah, but Bob's smiling face over here just really set me right. He's been a great guest. I'm really glad you drove out today, Bob.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we'll have to do this again for sure.
And a shout out to Mike, our engineer. Thank you so much for taking care of us.
We know we're in good hands with you. And Green Dude Scotty isn't in this week. We miss our Green Dude Scotty. But we have, you know, Green Dude Wayne's out there listening. He comes in.
He's out there with Silent Jessie, who has a cold. So she, rather than sitting in the studio with us, she's out in the kitchen taking notes.
She's sniffling and blowing her nose out in the kitchen.
Oh, by the way, we have a promotion running on Facebook.
Tell us.
I'm working with the gang at EcoTouch to make a line of environmentally friendly cleaning products for your car. And they have a promotion going on right now for their dashboard cleaning product.
Oh, I was going to say like a Armor All or something like that.
Yeah, but this is made with natural ingredients, and it's a much groovier way of cleaning your dashboard. So we're giving away 5 products.
Awesome.
On our Facebook page on Earth Garage.
So what do we have to do?
Just go to Facebook and check out the Earth Garage page.
Okay. So do we have to we like you?
Yeah, when we go on, and then,
do we have to mention any product or just pull us out of the like list?
Just tell us how dirty your car is.
Oh, I win.
On the wall.
I
don't know. I haven't seen mine.
And it runs until Sunday the 30th.
Sunday the 30th.
Are we disqualified because we're Green Divas here?
I think so.
Aw.
Dang it.
Well, anyway, it's been a great show. Thanks so much, everyone. Lisa?
Right before, I just want to let you know I'm going to post my pumpkin recipes on our blog by the end of today as well. So we'll tell you, my repurposing section will be repurposing the pumpkin. We'll hear more
about
that on the blog.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone. Have a great green week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Green Divas Radio Show. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, follow them on Facebook and Twitter, and don't forget to visit the blog at thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com. And remember to share the good green news with friends and family.